few years ago, I noticed that my right hand was often sort of clenched, tight into a fist. Not a fighting fist, more of a, I suppose, a fist that was anxious and kind of tense. Hey, thanks for watching and listening. It's Barry here from Turning the Page. But I would wake up at night and find my hand closed and bound up kind of tight like this. And I think our bodies at times reflect in kind of a posture, this sort of thing, what is going on internally in the soul. And it was my closed hand that was speaking something to me about my inner world. And so I subconsciously chose to open my hand, consciously. I was making a choice to relax the muscles, allow the energy that was, holding it tight, to just to release, soften and seep away. Then it's sort of like I went to another place where I was considering, am I living a life that is open-handed to others, to being generous, but also being vulnerable, okay? Or am I being tight and keeping it all into myself? So you see, an open hand, well, it takes zero physical energy to maintain. It just is. It's the most natural stance for a hand to be. An open hand is able to give things. An open hand is open to receive. It's also vulnerable to whatever could happen. It's been quite exposing your whole palm and your fingers. Will this person or what I'm offering be rejected or slapped or whatever? I don't know. But a closed hand, well, that is, actually takes some muscle energy to maintain. I actually should talk to my physiotherapist about what sort of muscles are used when you have to close a fist. But a closed hand doesn't give easily, does it? It's sort of all wrapped up inside tight, and you can't let it go because you're gripping onto it. It's closed to receive any gifts offered to it, just slide off the side, unwelcomed. And I think a closed hand becomes unbreakable, impenetrable, and irredeemable. And I love the C.S. Lewis quote. He says that to love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything, and your heart will be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give it to no one, not even an animal. Wrap it carefully around with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. To love is to be vulnerable. And Jesus said these words about an attitude of the heart being actioned out in our behaviors, particularly in our relationships. He said that give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. Now, whenever I hear these words, I echo jump in my brain and have a flashback to when I was, I suppose, in my Pentecostal church phase, and it was used as a kind of spiritual manipulative tool, I felt, to give financially to the church. It was actually taken out of context because this verse is not about money or giving to get. They never say that. or financing, blah blah blah. It's actually about relationships and living an open-handed life, even to those who you find difficult. Before verse 38, which is what we read, there was verse 37, and Jesus said this: "Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will come back against you. Forgive others, and you'll be forgiven." And Jesus was talking about connection with others and not passing judgments or condemning them, but living a life of, I suppose, being open-handed. And this freedom of being open-handed in relationships trickles out to being open-handed in other areas of our lives. We don't hold on to our possessions so lightly or tightly. A need is seen, and we open our hands to meet it. We welcome the stranger, give encouragements, and from all sorts of places, we might just find buckets of love or other things coming back to us in return. And we find a new unforced rhythm of grace, and that becomes our dance music. Jesus again said, "Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it, learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy on you, or ill-fitting, or anything that would bind up your hand." I just have that bit. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. To live open-handed life can become a norm, a habit, a lifestyle. Does it mean that I repeatedly open my hands to those who in the past have driven a nail through it with crucifixion passion? Probably not. Okay. Discretion is needed, and only Jesus in all perfection can handle those sorts of continuous woundings. Turning the cheek does not mean you have to keep taking abuse. And I've got a link in the blog post where you can read more about that post. Actually, it's been read a lot. I think it's helped quite a few people. But after a while of giving with an open hand, you might notice little ways in which something is being placed back in your hands. Like, we don't give to get, but it seems for me, I've found with open hands, I get something back. Not usually the same thing, but it could be a different thing, which means maybe more to my heart. I've added that bit on the post. There we go. So as I wrote the first draft of this particular post, I was sitting there on the deck out there, and it was early morning, so it was dark, and the sun was just about to rise, and some birds started to sing. They broke the silence, and I realized that I had, with my open-handed delight, given myself to working with the head gardener of the universe, Jesus the Christ, and to help make and create the vista that I was looking at with my eyes, and I could see beautiful autumn colors. Ducks quacking and splashing in the pond that I sort of helped to create, and I helped to maintain, some native trees and flaxes and stuff around it. And there was late roses that were still singing out, "Hello, I'm here." And I just received all that beauty into my soul. Right. Into here. By golly, those ducks. They were having a great old time quacking and splashing and rah! It's funny. Why does all this matter? Look, many people I talk to and meet in life have closed hands, in a sense. Sometimes when you actually look at some people, you can see that their hands are clenched and tight. And the energy that has held them there is a depressing, anxious, personality-changing energy, whether it's from abuses, neglect, pain, or loss, that hand has become closed. And it's sad to find this, but I found that with a little gentle massage, maybe some physiotherapy of the soul, and a working of the fingers, the hand begins to open and find freedom. And it's scary at first, but over time, the hand opens, the hand of your life opens and welcomes in new life. And it gives out forgiveness and embraces a new dance. The final thought, you can't wash people's feet with closed fists. Okay. Hey, here's some quotes to consider. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, force itself on others. It isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others. I think of sin, there are people holding on to the sins of others. And I'm just keeping this because, okay, carry on. Doesn't revel when others grovel. Takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Oh, that's beautiful. So it takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Puts up with anything. Trusts God always. Always looks for the best. Never looks back. But keeps going to the end. 1 Corinthians 13. Opening up your soul to someone. Letting them into your spirit. Thoughts. Fears. Future. Hopes. Dreams. That is being naked. Rob Bell. Only love can soften a hard heart. Only love can renew trust after it's been shattered. Only love can inspire acts of genuine self-sacrifice. Only love can free us from the tyrannizing effects of fear. David Penner. Now, some questions for you to think about and answer. What's the challenge for you in living with open hands? Number two, what is your natural hand posture? Open, closed, fist, friend. What I'm saying that is, it's sort of like, just take note. Just think about how your hand feels. Is it open or closed? When you come close to other people, do you feel like closing or opening? Where there is a need, do you feel like you want to open or close? Number three, what's the risk of being generous? What's the risk of being open-handed? Here's an exercise. Consider the posture of your soul for an hour. Notice in yourself if you are being open or closed. Is it a welcome mat or a closed door? Begin to physically keep your hand open. Notice it as a place of receiving and giving. Hey, this was quite a heart-based type post. I suppose most of mine are. But I hope you found it helpful. Send me an email. I'd love to hear what people think. Subscribe to the podcast or to the YouTube channel. This is all the usual stuff you get. If you haven't signed up to my email newsletter, then please come over to turningthepage.co.nz and there's little subscription things. And each week I'll send you out a blog post similar to this. But I'd love to hear from you. And thanks for either listening or watching. Okay, bye.